Florida is still in the early stages of recovery from Hurricane Michael, and in a few weeks, voters will be taking to the polls for midterm elections. As Rick Scott's term ends, a crucial race for governor is heating up. Democrat Andrew Gillum is facing off against GOP candidate Ron DeSantis, and voters are closely watching how each candidate is handling the hurricane response efforts. Floridians will also decide on whether or not to restore voting rights to 1.5 million felons. Florida is one of three states, along with Iowa and Kentucky, that permanently take the vote away from convicted felons. And there are questions about whether people who haven't voted during the last three elections but emerged during the primaries will turn out again. David Smiley has been covering all of this as the Miami Herald's political reporter. David, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So there's a lot going on in Florida, as we know. Midterms are just a couple weeks away. How is a storm like Michael affecting, or could it affect, people's engagement, not just getting to the polls, but their desire to vote?
Where Michael hit, interestingly, is a heavily Republican area, and it really wiped out a lot of the roads, the infrastructure. So immediately we're seeing questions about will those counties in the Florida panhandle be ready to vote for early voting on Monday and for election day. So that'll be interesting to watch. They aren't the most populous counties, but that seems like it might affect Republican turnout. And just generally, the hurricane has kind of reset the table for the campaigns. You know, there were topics that were heavily in the media before the hurricane formed in the Caribbean and began aiming for Tallahassee. And those issues like the economy and red tide were pretty quickly drowned out by Hurricane Michael and the devastation it caused and the ongoing recovery. So I think it may change some statewide focus from voters on what they're thinking about and how they're viewing the candidates as Governor Rick Scott runs against Bill Nelson and is heavily involved in recovery efforts, and as Andrew Gillum had to take a break from the campaign as mayor of Tallahassee to handle the storm. Ron DeSantis, no longer a congressman, trying to shift his campaign to remain involved without an official role. The hurricane certainly shook things up in the campaigns.
Do we know that that's affected Gillum's lead at all, that he's had to sort of step aside to handle the hurricane, or is his campaign still going?
The polls, the recent polls have showed Gillum with a very narrow one-point lead. A new poll by St. Pete Polls came out this morning. The first poll taken to potentially show hurricane effect, and it still had Gillum at plus one. I think, you know, the assumption would be that he would get something of a bump given that he was so heavily on the media rotation during and after the storm, where DeSantis didn't have a invested role in the recovery and the preparations. So I think we'll need to wait and see some of the polls that should be coming out in the next couple of days or week to see whether we'll see any other shift. But in a state like Florida, where top of the ticket races are typically decided by 1 point, I don't think we're going to see either Andrew Gillum or Ron DeSantis ahead or behind by too much.
We talked a little bit at the opening about the possibility of getting Floridians to restore the right to vote for 1.5 million former felons in the state. Has there been any movement? Can you gauge what the interest is so far on that ballot measure?
Well, late last month, we saw a University of North Florida poll that had the ballot measure at 71% support. To get on the ballot, the backers of Amendment 4 pursued a petition drive that received nearly 900,000 signatures, which obviously bodes well for support. You would figure most of those signatures would also vote for the initiative. But in Florida, you do need 60% to pass a ballot question. And I do think, one, there is a campaign against it, and two, we're going to see some skepticism from people who either may not totally understand what the amendment seeks to do and the fact that convicted felons do have to complete their probation and parole in order to have their rights restored. And then there will be questions from voters about to what extent are they comfortable restoring voting rights for people who have convicted certain nonviolent offenses. And I don't think that's a slam dunk.
We talked a little bit also about the fact that Florida Supreme Court has ruled that the current governor, Rick Scott, won't be able to appoint three state Supreme Court justices. Who are the justices who are stepping down? And I'm wondering how that will affect the liberal majority.
Well, right. On the seven-member court, there are three of four justices who have kind of formed somewhat of a liberal voting bloc and have at times ruled against Rick Scott. They are, due to age limits, stepping down the day that the next governor is sworn in. And given that that decision will now fall to either Andrew Gillum or Ron DeSantis, and they have such divergent opinions on what the court should look like, that seems likely to energize their voting bases. I think Republicans tend to be more attuned to issues of the higher courts and the significance of it. And we did see some speculation that perhaps the Kavanaugh hearings for the U.S. Supreme Court might have actually given Ron DeSantis a bump, who was trailing pretty consistently in the polls by a decent margin, and then seemed to get a bump around the time of the Kavanaugh hearings. So it's possible that that controversy energized Florida Republican voters. Maybe they were hesitant to side with DeSantis over Trump or any other issues, and that might have given him a bump. So probably better for DeSantis than for Gillum, but certainly Planned Parenthood, abortion rights, healthcare rights are front and center in the minds of Democratic voters. So I don't think that liberal voters are just going to throw up their shoulders and think about other issues.
Never a dull moment in Florida. David Smiley from the Miami Herald, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.